The Democratic Alliance has today filed papers in the Gauteng High Court to enable and compel schools to open fully immediately. Over 80% of South African schools are still operating on a rotational basis, whereby each child only attends school half the time on alternate days or weeks. It defies belief and strains sanity that some 80% of South African school children are still being denied half their schooling on the undeniably false assumption that this is somehow beneficial to them or to society as a whole on a balance of risks. Rotational schooling has been implemented in order to satisfy the government's social distancing rule in classrooms, which is 1 meter for primary school children and 1.5 meters for high school children. The rule is plainly unconstitutional. The rotational system massively violates children's constitutional rights to basic education, to basic nutrition, for children's best interest to be paramount in all matters concerning them, and to equality. There would need to be a very strong justification for denying children these rights. Government has failed to provide a justification at all. On the contrary, government is now ignoring their own scientific advice from the Ministerial Advisory Committee. It is overwhelmingly in a child's interest to go to school. Under the rotational model, school children's access to basic education is being severely stunted, which will negatively impact the rest of their lives. South African school children in no-fee schools have lost over half of their South African school days since the start of the pandemic and have learnt less than half of what they would normally learn. The long-term effects of this on children will be lower educational attainment, lower earnings, higher unemployment, and being more likely to be in lower skilled occupations in adulthood. The South African Pediatric Association has warned that denying children access to school results in poorer mental health, increased behavioral and developmental concerns, lack of access to planned social opportunities, increased isolation, academic impacts, child abuse and neglect. It further warns of the effects on parents being poorer mental health for parents, competing demands and increased stress, job losses and reduced family income. The Ministerial Advisory Committee report highlights how rotational schooling also threatens children's access to food. Most children in these poorer communities receive a free school meal. If there's no schooling or they're not attending, they often lose out on the only decent meal in a day. The Ministerial Advisory Committee report also explains how rotational schooling prejudices poor children and their families the most, thus exacerbating existing inequalities. Poor children benefit more from schooling than wealthier children and suffer more when normal schooling is denied. The indirect negative consequences for school children of this social distancing rule are far, far, far greater than any potential benefit that it could bring to them or to society as a whole. School children present a low risk of contracting or transmitting COVID-19. The risk is far too low to justify these enormous harms. In any case, the social distancing rule does little if anything to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in a school setting. The Constitution of the Republic states that a child's best interests are of paramount importance in every matter concerning the child. Children face far, far greater risk from rotational schooling than they do from COVID. So their own safety cannot be used as a justification of the social distancing rule, nor can the safety of adults be used to justify it, since restrictions on even high-risk adults have all but been removed. Taxis can operate at full capacity. Businesses can operate fully. There are no limits on travel. Furthermore, teachers and other adults have had plenty of time to get themselves vaccinated. So children, particularly those from poorer communities, cannot be made to pay the cost of keeping adults protected. This rule, therefore, amounts to a huge intergenerational injustice. Government is choosing to sacrifice those least able to have a voice or defend themselves and their own interests. Depriving children of their constitutional right to education will surely go down as the worst and most harmful of all the irrational rules the Ramaphosa administration has imposed on South Africa during this pandemic. The DA is hopeful that the judiciary will now uphold children's rights and enable them to attend school full time.